Tensions remain high over Russia's military buildup. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Despite indications Russia is open to more talks, the Biden administration is preparing to respond should Moscow invade Ukraine.
Updated intelligence indicates more than 130,000 Russian troops continue to stage on the border of Ukraine and could invade at any moment. Today, efforts for diplomacy continue. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During Scholz's visit, protesters in the Ukrainian capital called on the German leader to punish the Russians, not the Ukrainians.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. The accounting firm that prepared former President Trump's annual financial statement says the documents used to secure loans should no longer be relied upon. Mazars disclosed its findings and cut ties with the Trump Organization in a letter just weeks after New York Attorney General Letitia James said her office uncovered evidence Trump and his company used fraudulent or misleading valuations of its golf clubs, skyscrapers, and other properties to get loans and tax benefits. As daily cases of the Omicron COVID variant continue to decline, bipartisan consensus is growing among the nation's governors to lift mask mandates.
Colorado Democrat Jared Polis says individuals should take voluntary precautions based on their own risk and comfort levels.
And the truth is, if you're at risk, and I use my parents as an example, they're 77 and my mom has some respiratory conditions. Yes, they do wear medical grade masks when they're out around others, but that should be an individual decision based on the science and the data.
The CDC continues to recommend masks in indoor public settings where transmission is substantial or high, which still includes most of the country.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today invoked emergency powers across Canada to quell the protests by demonstrators who have paralyzed Ottawa and blocked border crossings in anger over the country's COVID restrictions. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Families and gun control advocates are pressing President Biden to do more to address gun violence. Their push comes 4 years after 17 people were gunned down at a Parkland, Florida school. One victim's father says he climbed a crane near the White House to proclaim his message. New Zealand is using music to combat coronavirus mandate protests.
Some countries might send in riot police. New Zealand is using pop songs. Government playing loud music, including Barry Manilow and the toddler favourite Baby Shark, to try and disperse a protest against coronavirus restrictions at the country's parliament. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
They want to see removed the very measures that have kept us safe, well and alive.
Over the weekend, the crowds responded by singing along. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Hollywood is mourning the passage of one of the film industry's most influential comedic directors and producers.
The filmmaker behind some much-loved comedies, Ivan Reitman, has died. Among his best-known hits, National Lampoon's Animal House, Stripes, and the Oscar-nominated Ghostbusters.
Batman, what happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
Reitman also went on to direct the sequel and help produce spin-off Ghostbusters Afterlife, released last year, directed by his son Jason, who along with sisters Catherine Reitman and Carolyn Reitman put out a joint statement reading, "While we mourn privately, we hope those who knew him through his films will remember him always." His family says the 75-year-old died peacefully in his sleep Saturday night at his home in California. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A plane flying from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. was diverted to Kansas City, Missouri yesterday after an unruly passenger reportedly tried to open a door on the aircraft. The FBI says the passenger was interfering with the flight crew and was taken into custody. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.